KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have clear skies. It's 48 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 84. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Southwest Iowa news, a man from Pottawatomie County was arrested late Friday night in Red Oak following an accident investigation. Red Oak police say 20-year-old Tanner Douglas Mertz of Council Bluffs was taken into custody just before 11 p.m. for OWI first offense. Officials say a 2012 Chevy Malibu driven by Mertz was traveling north on Sunny Slope Drive when the vehicle hit a legally parked and unoccupied 2006 Chrysler Town & Country van owned by Allison Rule. The collision resulted in about $6,000 damage to each vehicle. No injuries were reported. Mertz was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where his bond was set at $1,000. Red Oak Police report officers responded Friday to a party where minors were present in the 1900 block of Bluegrass Road. Upon investigation, five juveniles were cited into juvenile court for minor in possession of alcohol first offense. All juveniles were transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and released to their parents. Red Oak Police were assisted during the incident by deputies with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests took place Friday. At around 11:25 a.m., deputies arrested 41-year-old Crystal Rush Stewart of Red Oak on a warrant for failure to appear in court. Stewart was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. And just before noon Friday, Montgomery County deputies arrested 39-year-old Jill Christine Curring of Corning following a traffic stop. Curring was arrested for driving while revoked and failure to have insurance. She was also cited for expired license plates. Curring was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 cash bond. The Union County Sheriff's Office reports 21-year-old Adam Edward Lee Austin of Creston was arrested at the Union County Jail late Friday morning on a warrant for probation violation. He was originally arrested Thursday night on an assault charge. Bond for Adam Austin was set at $1,000. And Thursday morning, a woman from Kellerton reported to the Union County Sheriff's Office that sometime over the past week, someone entered her property in Lorimore and took two antlers, a Craftsman lawnmower, and damaged windows on the garage and house. The loss was estimated at $650. A traffic stop at around 2:40 a.m. Thursday in Trainer resulted in the arrest of two men on drug charges. Deputy Zach Norman initiated the traffic stop on a gray Ford Fusion in the area of Iberg Street and Main Street in Trainer for a speed violation. A search of the vehicle resulted in the recovery of 11.4 grams of marijuana and paraphernalia such as a bong, a grinder, and a vape device. Taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance and possession of paraphernalia was the driver of the vehicle, 20-year-old Noah Tyler Syboth of Council Bluffs, and his passenger, 18-year-old Avery Lane Dozier of Omaha. Syboth was additionally charged with OWI first offense. And at around 2:10 a.m. Friday, 53-year-old Terry Lee Shriver of Carson was arrested for OWI first offense following an investigation into an unknown injury accident in the area of 440th and Elm Tree in Pottawatomie County. A recent investigation by the Iowa Department of Transportation's Bureau of Investigation and Identity Protection has uncovered odometer tampering at Siouxland Auto Sales in Sioux City. Anyone who has purchased a vehicle from Francisco Hurtado or Siouxland Auto Sales at 500 South Lewis Boulevard from 2016 to 2018 is encouraged to notify the Bureau of Investigation and Identity Protection at 515-237-3050. The December investigation was initiated after the Iowa DOT received a tip regarding vehicles which displayed odometers that had been tampered with, rolled back from high miles to lesser miles to increase the vehicle's values. On January 17th of this year, a search warrant was served after an undercover operations revealed three known victims and after identifying vehicles with tampered odometers on the dealer's lot. That resulted in the seizure of 14 vehicles displaying odometers which had been tampered with. The owner, Francisco Hurtado, was booked into the Woodbury County Jail on six felony counts of fraudulent practice in the second degree. Now, if you suspect vehicle fraud from that or any other Iowa dealer, contact the Bureau of Investigation and Identity Protection. Again, that number is 515-237-3050. In state news, Iowa lawmakers are working through the weekend in an effort to adjourn the legislative session. Legislators scheduled floor votes today to finalize spending on the roughly $7.4 billion state budget that goes into effect July the 1st. They're also set to begin debate on an expansive tax cut bill. The nonpartisan Legislative Services Agency estimates the tax legislation will cost roughly $362 million over the next 2 years. If other economic conditions are met, that total would climb to more than $2.1 billion by 2024. Republicans with control of the State House claim they've accounted for that money. Democrats argue the tax bill is irresponsible at a time when lawmakers have reduced spending in other areas of the government. And Governor Kim Reynolds Friday afternoon approved the toughest abortion law in the country.
I believe that all innocent life is precious and sacred. And as governor, I have pledged to do everything in my power to protect it. And that's what I'm doing today.
The new law forbids abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, which happens around the sixth week of a pregnancy. 3 hours before the governor approved the measure, officials from Planned Parenthood of the Heartland and the American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa announced that they would go to court to block the law from going into effect. Backers of the abortion ban are hoping this legal dispute goes all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court and wind up overturning the 1973 decision that legalized abortion. Reynolds acknowledged the looming legal battle.
I understand that not everyone will agree with this decision. But if death is determined when a heart stops beating, then doesn't a beating heart indicate life?
Many in the crowd of bill backers surrounding Reynolds responded with a hear, hear, as you just heard. Protesters outside the governor's office could be heard chanting in disagreement as Reynolds spoke.
I understand and I anticipate that this will likely be challenged in court and that courts may even put on hold a law until it reaches the Supreme Court. However, this is bigger than just a law. This is about life. And I'm not going to back down from who I am or what I believe in. So now it is my honor to sign Senate File 359.
Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller, a Democrat, is currently leading the legal defense of the state's ban on abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy. Reynolds told reporters even if Miller defends this new law, outside attorneys and groups may join the state's legal team.
Individuals who are pro-life that are interested in also being a part of this.
And the governor says her office fielded those calls before she signed the bill into law. A couple of dozen protesters outside the governor's office sang and chanted during the event. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Robert Bob Warrior, age 92, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Bob Warrior will be today at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Howard Getch, age 90, of Avoca, died April 28th at Avoca Specialty Care. A mass of Christian burial for Howard Getch will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Emery Reinier, age 69, of Atlantic, died April 10th at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Memorial services for Emery Reinier will be today at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lois J. Gordon, age 73, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Memorial services for Lois Gordon will be today at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. John Mike Balch, age 63, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. Services for Mike Balch will be today at 2 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Robert D. Hardy, age 82, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Private family memorial services for Robert Hardy will be held at a later date. Visitation with his family will be held tomorrow from noon until 5 p.m. at 207 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. Ruby A. Beekman, age 97, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Ruby Beekman will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Martha Eskov, age 90, of Elkhorn, died Friday in Harlan. Services for Martha Eskov are currently pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.